And we say hello to Scott Reed, CTV's political analyst, and Mark Mendelson, CTV's criminal specialist and former homicide detective. They are our smart speakers this gray Monday afternoon. It is raining downtown right now outside of our studios, 14 feeling like 15. Mark, we want to ask you about these threats made against Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre's wife. He has issued a statement on it. Poilievre has. But this is a familiar name to those who know anything about the hate that's been spewing since the Freedom Convoy. Jeremy McKenzie is someone who's gone after female journalists here in the GTA. What are your thoughts on Poilievre's statement, Mark?
Do we have Mark? Hello, Mark.
I'll just answer my own question. That's what our smart speakers is.
We'll be the smart speakers today.
Well, you know, I mean, aren't we? Scott Reed tweeted that there's only one smart speaker today because he and Mark are friends and he thinks that's funny. And
was he implying it was him or was he implying it was Mark?
Yeah, I think he was taking claim. But I also wondered when I saw that tweet, do you and I not count as smart speakers as well?
We're the hosts, I guess.
We're smart askers.
We ask the bright questions.
You're not smart if you think asker is a word.
Okay, so let's get into the Poilievre conversation, and then we'll bring Mark and Scott in when they're available. Do we have... Okay.
This is called dancing, friends. We're not doing it well.
Yeah, we're stepping on toes, but we're figuring things out.
Scott Reed, are you there?
I'm here. Is Mark here, or is he off?
I'm here. I'm back.
What were you guys doing? Do you know what time we start?
Yeah, I think Zoom link. It's the gosh darn Zoom. It wasn't working, that link.
I'm not repeating my question. Why don't you just start, Scott? What are your thoughts today?
Well, I've got all sorts of thoughts. First of all, I've been craving pie since about 6:30 a.m.
Okay. All right. I think we got to get back on topic then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we should probably get back on topic. But we started speaking into the ether about Pierre Poilievre and the statement he issued after Jeremy McKenzie, the leader of Diagolon, went on, I guess, one of his social media videos talking with a pal, and they were discussing wanting to sexually assault Pierre's wife, Anita. And Pierre talks about whether the RCMP, or this has been referred to the RCMP to assess whether criminal charges should be laid. He says, people can attack my politics, call me names, protest my ideas and what I stand for, but threatening my wife and family is appalling. I will not tolerate it. Leave my family alone. Scott, your reaction to this entire situation?
Well, first of all, it is appalling. I mean, this McKenzie guy is just absolutely toxic. And I mean that, you know, with an uppercase and a lowercase T. It's just horrifying, the stuff he says. And this is not, to say the least, this is not the first person that he said it about. So, you know, I applaud the statement insofar as he should be denouncing this, and he should be denouncing this guy. I'll go in a slightly different direction. You know, my job in politics has been around communications, drafting statements, making comment, helping people deliver, you know, in terms of tone and focus. I would just draw your attention to the kind of language Poilievre uses in this. And take a lesson that's independent of all the hate and toxicity. He calls this guy dirtbag. He calls him garbage. Right? Very plain-spoken, direct. This is the kind of thing you say about this guy if you're sitting around talking to family, if you're sitting in a coffee shop talking to friends. He's using that language. People should take note of that. That's what you're going to get from Pierre Poilievre. And it isn't about, you know, does he pull punches, not pull punches. He cuts through the noise by not talking like a politician. In this case, people applaud it. It's admirable. In other cases, we'll have to see. But that's what you're going to get from this guy. And that's why it's getting so much attention. And that's why it's getting so much applause from people on all sides of politics.
Yeah, and more people are weighing in saying that no one should stand for this when they speak about anyone's wife. Mark, you have thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Scott, but let's. I'm just going to take it in another different track. Let's just see what the RCMP are going to do with this. I haven't seen the video, so I don't know the actual words that were spoken. But I've done as much research as I can, and I mean, the RCMP are going to have to look at it. They're going to take an occurrence, and I would assume that they're going to be looking at things like criminal harassment, things of that nature, and see whether it fits under the criminal code.
Did we just lose Mark?
Whether he had the mens rea, the criminal intent to commit this offense, and it'll go to a Crown who will look at the reasonable prospect of conviction. But I think, you know, in this day and age, I mean, how muted do you have to be to the rest of the world and all that is going on to think that what he said was anywhere near appropriate? But I also think about the lack of response that Polyev had when all of our female journalists in this country have been attacked in very similar ways over the last few months, and he was silent.
Yeah, and I would say that the language is the same, Mark. And so just to give you an idea to characterize what you missed if you didn't listen to the clips, it's a bunch of guys, and they're just talking about Anita Polyev specifically, but women, and how, you know, we're just around for them to abuse and assault, and they can do it because they can. It's a divide between, well, it's misogyny, essentially. And when you have that kind of language, that kind of rhetoric, when it becomes mainstream, Mark, from your homicide detective perspective, do crimes against women increase?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell you about the statistics. I think that people that espouse his views are going to be what they are, and they're going to do what they're going to do. I don't think this would be a trigger, to commit criminal offenses like sexual assault. But having said that, you never know. You know, there's people in their basements who are sitting and lapping this stuff up. And, you know, whether that changes their state of mind and think that it's okay, remains to be seen. It's been denounced. It's been denounced on all sides, as it should be. And let's see what the RCMP are going to do with this guy. We don't even know his bail conditions on those Saskatchewan charges. This may, in fact, be a breach of those conditions if he had one, such as keeping the peace and being of good behavior. Who knows? We're going to have to wait and see, you know, for the RCMP.
I'm not a cop and I'm not a lawyer, but when you look at the language, like, it seems like he is inciting people to commit rape. Like, I mean, it isn't just broad misogyny. He's talking about a specific act. He's like, yeah, this is what we should do. This is what we should do to this woman. And this is, you know, and it sort of almost extended to this is what we should do to other women that we don't agree with. And I just, get out of place. I hope the police do charge. I hope they test this because, you know, tolerance of this kind of intolerance is just going to breed more. And I don't know if it results in more action of this kind, but I don't want to live in a society where we're waiting around to find out.
And Scott, okay. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I totally agree. And I think, you know, we're going to have to wait. This is not a murder that you're dealing with. I mean, the RCMP should be able to get to the bottom of this in very, very short order. And if they're smart and they're thinking about their PR process, that they'll come up with the answers and explanations in short order.
All right. Scott Reed, CTV political analyst, Mark Mendelson, CTV's criminal specialist, former homicide detective with us, our Monday Smart Speakers. And we'll get to other topics on the other side, including we'll tap into Mark's expertise as a former police officer about what could be done to a 27-year-old man who is not under arrest. Police are looking for him. He is alleged to have planted a recording phone in a women's bathroom at a Tim Hortons in Hamilton. The risk to reoffend, et cetera, what can be done to deal with people who behave this way? That and more next as the Smart Speakers continue on The Rush. News Talk 1010 Toronto. And our Monday Smart Speakers continue. Scott Reed, CTV political analyst. Mark Mendelson, CTV's crime specialist, former homicide detective. And police in Hamilton are on the hunt for a 27-year-old man named Daniel St. Amour. He is the one who is alleged to have left a recording phone propped up in a garbage can in a women's bathroom in a Tim Hortons in Hamilton. Now, police say St. Amour is also wanted for a number of other charges, including theft, possession, failing to comply with a probation order. The list goes on and on. Mark, this is a really worrying crime because it's voyeuristic, it's perverted, and you always worry about perversion progressing to deeper and darker things. If police come across this individual, arrest him, and he ends up in court convicted, what can we reasonably expect to be the result of all of that?
Well, this is not certainly his first rodeo, but also this is not new. We have talked, and if you've read any newspaper or online article in the last 6 years, you realize that this is going on at hotels, motels, Airbnbs, where people are finding these devices, and these devices are rare.
Man, this connection. Mark, you're cutting in and out. We're not going to be able to hear you. Scott, do you have some thoughts on this?
Well, I don't have any insights in it on the obvious things. I think it's revolting. I hope that they throw the book at him. I just don't know what the book contains, to Scott MacArthur's question. Like, you know, what does that mean? Like, does he get probation for 5 years instead of two? Does he, is he told he can't use, online tools? I don't know. I'm also puzzled. I don't want to get, like, revolting here, but, like, I don't get it. Like is it... that there's a market for this stuff, that the, you know, like weirdo websites and stuff. Like, I don't understand why there would be an explosion in it, but I guess, you know, maybe I'm the wrong person to ask, because I also don't understand why anybody would want to look at that either. So anyway, all I know is I hope they find the guy, and I hope they do something to the full limit of the law to him.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I was going to go in a different direction, and I thought, well, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, we're on the air, not off the air. Let's pivot now, Scott, and get more into your area of expertise, and that, of course, is politics. We had Nikki Corr on earlier in the program. She is a mayoral candidate running in Brampton, and we know that the incumbent is the well-known, for a variety of reasons, Patrick Brown. And earlier this past hour, Marit Stiles, who is the first to declare for the provincial NDP leadership race, and they'll determine their next leader come March, was on our program. And we're focusing in on the notion of the political underdog pushing back. And, Marit obviously wants to win the leadership and then contest Doug Ford and would presumably be an underdog in 2026. How compelled are you by the general notion of political underdogs, the person who comes up and grabs it from the incumbent?
I'm not terribly. I love Merritt. I love Merritt. I've known her a long time. I think the world of her. Wish her the very best. And I have no objectivity when it comes to Patrick Brown. So I hope that Nikki beats him. I think that he's.
What's going on there? You think he's the kind of person?
I think he's the kind of person not to be in public life. I have an extraordinarily dim, low view of him. I think that people think bad things about politicians and politics. Mostly people exaggerate that. And I think in his case, he's the kind of person that that leads people to think that. So I hope he gets rinsed, and I hope she does a great job.
Can I ask why? In 30 seconds, could you summarize why?
Why? Constant allegations, police investigations about whether or not they were peddling off nominations, suggestions. Obviously, there were four investigations into him and four findings against him by the ethics commissioner at Queen's Park. Got kicked out of the conservative leadership race. Where this guy goes, scandal follows. I don't think it's coincidental. So I think that he's the kind of guy that ought not to be in politics. And the only way to beat him is at the ballot box. I hope she does.
Mark, we're talking about political underdogs, and Nikki Corr, who is challenging Patrick Brown in Brampton, was on our show earlier. Marit Stiles is going to contest for the NDP leadership, and should she win it, she would then go up against Doug Ford as one of the opposition candidates in 2026. Do you find yourself rooting for the political underdog, or is that a storyline that just sort of fades under your radar? All right. Mark Mendelson is not there.
We're having some technical issues.
It's been a day of no comments.
Do you visit the zoo, Scott?
He's in the past I've taken the boys out to the zoo and gone to lots of other zoos, you know, Chicago, Winnipeg, whatever. So been to lots of zoos over the years. I have mixed feelings about the zoo. Like, I don't know how to process my enthusiasm for, you know, the activity of taking the kids to the zoo, exposing them to that, versus is this kosher? Like, I don't quite know, you know, like, different zoos obviously have different standards. But, you know, you worry about that. You worry, like, is this the kind of thing where I'm like, am I part of the problem by participating in this? So I struggle with the zoo as a destination.
But what about this biobank that they've got at the Toronto Zoo where they're preserving sperm from male species and...
Okay, come on. We're on air.
Biolab. No, really, it sounds like Jurassic Park.
Yeah. They were on with us. Dolph DeYoung was on, the head of the Toronto Zoo, earlier on. He was telling us, look, we use sperm from a bison that we preserved in 1981. That bison is long gone now, and we've created another set of bisons thanks to that deceased animal. I mean, they are working here, Scott, to preserve the future of various species. Zoos can do good work.
I 100% they can do good work. I don't know if this is particularly the good work that they need to be doing. You know, I have all kinds of questions about this practice. I assume that, you know, it starts with bison, it ends with you, MacArthur, and the next thing you know, there's going to be all sorts of strange new animals with long, curly hair. I guess, you know, we gotta prepare to innovate.
There are too many Scots in the world already, if you ask me.
It's quite a mane you're working on, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, we did have one smart speaker. You called it, Scott Reed. Whatever you tweet becomes real.
Anytime that it's me and Mendelsohn, you can be certain that there's only one smart person talking. So he's probably sitting somewhere looking at his phone, you know, like it's a cigarette carton from 1977, wondering why he can't make the buttons glow.
Well, when we couldn't connect with either of you, I thought I was a smart asker, and then I thought you couldn't be a smart speaker if you use the word asker. Our assistant program director, Robert Turner, has confirmed to me, asker is a word. So there you go. You're joined by a couple other smart people here. Scott Reed, CTV political analyst, and Mark Mendelsohn, CTV's criminal specialist, former homicide detective. You heard him cutting in and out during the smart speaker series. They were both joining us on this gloomy Monday afternoon. But hey, we're going to brighten your spirits coming up in the next hour on The Rush right here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. We'll get the latest from the Minister of Rural Economic Development of Canada, the latest on Hurricane Fiona and the devastation out there in the Atlantic provinces. And then we're going to open up the calls to you. We want to hear more on what you think about Pierre Poilievre and the statements made against his wife. From someone who believes in freedom. That's all coming up on The Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto.